Several different flower essences often are combined in the same bottle to deal with multiple emotional symptoms. A flower essence formula is used usually with other therapies, and so I have people using them when my clients come to me. They have affirmations to support them. And I also have brainstorm over there. Several people in the toning last night were asking for clarity. I've been using brainstorm almost as long as the other flower essences. By the way, they're all homeopathic, totally non-harmful, and will not conflict with anything else you take. But the brainstorm literally has helped me to have the vision and clarity to understand what I need to do next to progress and to keep growing and what is the next project ahead of me. And every morning I have 3 drops of brainstorm in my juice. It really has made a huge difference. I found out about it from another ARE person, Marlene Crosby, who does therapy, the Edgar Casey massage. And she told me about it years ago, and I still continue to use it. I have given my clients rescue remedy for stress, anxiety, all kinds of trauma and crisis, past or present. If you're in emergency situations and you're very stressed out, it works great. I also, when my clients come, I can have all the 38 flower essences available, and my angels tell me what you need. When you start talking to me, they'll say, "Oh, she needs this. This is what's going on," and so they help put the formulas together. I also use flower essences from Lummi Island. I find them to be very spiritual. Tree Frog Farm is great, and I'm going to start using some from Australia. So I'm finding out that I can change my emotions, and the new healthier ones as they come in, it's terrific. I don't have to stay in those states. And what I discovered with the medications the doctors gave me, I'm stuck. You know, they said you'll have bipolar the rest of your life and you'll be on this medicine forever. And thank you, God, I am not either. I was actually declared sane. Can you believe that? But somebody said, I had a news release about, you know, boy, bipolar's not forever. And this guy says, nobody's ever been declared sane. Well, I was. The other answer to my prayer, I was meditation, it was using flower essences, and because when you do raise your vibrations, you're not going to be in the disease place that originates from, if you understand that process, was regression. And regression is really another form of meditation. It's an altered state. And I got the idea, well, my guides gave me the idea. I don't have a decent thought in my head, but thank you for all my help that you don't see right now. Edgar Casey went to a hypnotherapist when he had laryngitis when he was young and working in a bookstore, and he couldn't talk to the people that came in, and he couldn't communicate because of the laryngitis, and so he was advised to go see a hypnotherapist. And I can't remember, Lane, I think, was the name of the fellow he went to, and that's when Casey became a photographer. And because he didn't have to talk, you know, you just snap the picture and you don't have to talk to the people sitting there. So for the year that worked really well, and his voice went again into laryngitis, so he had to find a different hypnotherapist to again go through the process, and this time it took, and he didn't have problems after that. So I use that as a model. Regression is very helpful to find answers. Basically, that's what we did with Linda yesterday. We just did a big, good old basic regression. The answers are there. Your body wants to be well. Your body has the answers for you. And the answers can be all kinds of things. But it's a shift in awareness is what it brings. So that like last week, I was in self-hypnosis, and I had been having difficulties with a situation. I said, where is this coming from? And after a period of time, I discovered that, and you heard a little bit about my childhood, I discovered that I had the message from sitting on that couch with the curls and the pinafore and whatever. The message was, if you're not perfect, you won't be loved.